Brilliance Audio.
Risky by Aurora Rose Reynolds. Performed by Avi Page and Oliver Clark. Chapter 1. Everly. I sit at the island in my parents' kitchen and smile as I listen to my mom talk to my 10-month-old son, Samson, who babbles back to her in baby excitement. I know all parents think their kid is the smartest and the cutest, but Samson really is both of those things. He's already started walking and using a few words and is adorable, with chubby cheeks, blonde wavy hair, and big blue eyes that match my mom's and mine. I can't get over how big he's gotten the last 3 months. Mom's gaze comes to me, and Samson gurgles his agreement, showing off his two bottom teeth that popped out last week. I told you. I know, but even in the pictures you sent, he still looked so tiny. She hefts his booty higher up onto her hip, then looks down at him. What do you say? You and I go out and track down Grandpa so Mama can unpack.
Mama,
he repeats, turning to look at me, then holds out his chubby arms in my direction. Recognizing the sleepy look in his eyes, I scoot off the stool I'm sitting on and walk around to take him from my mom. As soon as I have a hold of him, he rests his cheek against my shoulder, and I palm the back of his head. It actually might be time for a nap. He didn't sleep much in the car on the way here, I tell her, and she touches his soft cheek with the tips of her fingers. Do you want me to make him a bottle? She asks, and I nod, then watch her go to the fridge to get out the milk. As she fills up a bottle, I rock my boy from side to side, the action a natural movement since the day he was born, something that seemed to be ingrained in me subconsciously. I was thinking that tomorrow, if you don't mind watching Samson, I might go out and put in my application at a few places around town.
Already?
She stops on her way to the microwave and looks at me over her shoulder. You don't want to take a week to settle in? I'd rather hit the ground running, especially since it might take a couple of weeks to actually find something. I tip my head down to kiss the top of Samson's head when he presses his face into my neck.
You know your dad and I will always help you.
Her voice is quiet, and the look in her eyes makes my chest hurt. I know, but you and Dad are already helping me out in a big way by letting us live here and for agreeing to watch Samson while I work, when I do find a job.
You're our daughter, and Sam is our grandson, Everly.
She rolls her eyes at me like my last comment was ridiculous.
We're happy you're here and happy to help.
I know she and my dad are, and I'm so grateful for that. But none of this was part of my plan. I never thought I'd be in a situation where I'd be living at home with my parents again. I for sure never thought I'd be moving home with a baby, and I definitely didn't plan on being a single mom with an uninvolved baby daddy. 2 years ago, I met the man of my dreams, a guy named Lex, who was everything I wanted in a partner. He was well-spoken, sweet, and a hard worker. Head over heels in love, I tied my rope to his star and followed him across the state to where he worked as a foreman for a construction company. Things were great, not just between Lex and me, but life in general was good. I had an awesome job managing one of the hotels in the city. I made some friends, and Lex started hinting at proposing. I was happy. We were happy. Then I found out I was pregnant. And even though I knew it was soon, I thought everything would be okay. Only I was wrong. So very wrong. The moment I surprised Lex with a tiny baby onesie and my positive pregnancy test, he made a joke about me getting an abortion, which I laughed off, not wanting to believe he was serious. I thought he was just scared about becoming a dad, which I got, because the idea of becoming a mom freaked me out. I also knew I was already attached to the life growing inside me. As the days turned into months and my belly grew, things between Lex and me became more and more strained. Even though we were still physically together, I felt as if I were alone. He wasn't open to me sharing anything about the pregnancy with him. He never talked about the baby or asked questions. Still not wanting to be wrong about the man I'd fallen in love with, I was holding out hope that he would come around once Samson was born. I thought maybe once he saw his son and held him, he would feel the connection I did and fall in love. That didn't happen. Instead,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?